sisters.
Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters. It's Tuesday, July 15th. I'm Leanne Dolan here in Pasadena, California. I am joined by my sister Julie in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Jewel, how's it going there?
Hi, Leanne. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I had a great birthday, thanks to you and all the Satellite Sisters and family and friends. And then a fantastic Bastille Day. How was your Bastille Day?
It was, you know what? We were actually invited out to a Bastille Day dinner, but it was a late invitation. Some friends were just decided on a whim to go to a French restaurant, and we couldn't. My husband had a work thing, so he couldn't do it. So I almost celebrated, and then it fell apart. So I'm glad you celebrated.
Okay.
You know what? I forgot to mention the other day, but I wanted to thank the good people of Salt Lake City. I got a notice from the librarian, who is part of the Salt Lake City Public Library System, that my book, Elizabeth the First Wife, has been nominated as a Reader's Choice for this year. And I was really honored and thrilled by that.
Oh, and congratulations. That's wonderful. And it is a good Reader's Choice. It's a good pick. Anyone can recommend Elizabeth the First Wife safely to pretty much anyone, because you know people are going to enjoy reading it.
Well, what I liked about the Reader's Choice, like the qualifications they said for Reader's Choice were like books that have spread from word of mouth. They really were Reader's Choice. These were not bestsellers, you know, on the big New York Times list, but that books that were just consistently checked out over and over again and developed a waiting list all on their own, which is awesome to know that that was happening in Salt Lake City. I know Satellite Sisters used to be on the air in Salt Lake City. We've retained a lot of fans in Salt Lake City. So thank you. There's no voting. I mean, there is voting. Like, you can go in and vote, but you have to be there in person. So you're off the hook. There's no online voting or anything. But it just made me really happy. And it was nice to hear from the librarian, who said she really enjoyed it and learned quite a lot about Shakespeare herself. So there you go.
Leanne, that's quite a nice compliment. Well, maybe we can start a grassroots movement around the country. Contact your local library, Satellite Sister fans, and that's what you can do to start for a Reader's Choice.
Okay? You know what I like, too? They ordered a whole bunch of copies for their other branches in the library, which is also awesome. So thank you, Salt Lake City Public Library System. And then, Julie, I have breaking clog news. Well, you know, we've talked quite a bit about clogs on Satellite Sisters. You tried to warn me that putting on my clogs was a slippery slope into frumpdom. Okay. And then there was a big pro clog movement on the Facebook page.
There was clog backlash, Leanne.
Yeah,
absolutely. They really took me to task. Okay?
Right. Those of us who are clog wearers, we don't need your approval. We love our clogs. Okay. So this weekend, Monica mentioned some comfort shoes she was enjoying, not clogs. She posted on the Facebook page. And then someone came back to me, Kathy came back to me and said, "Hey, Leanne, what's the brand of clogs you like?" So I was just doing a whole review of my many European and American comfort shoes that I enjoy. Your Dansko clogs, your Spring Step. You'll find all this on the Facebook page. And I got a text from Liz. Liz is at the TCA, the Television Critics Association meeting. This is like, you know, TV previews for television critics, and they trot out all the new TV shows for the fall. And so,
and the TV stars too.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. So they come and they talk to the critics. It's a big press tour, and they do it twice a year. So Meredith Vieira, Julie, is getting her own daytime talk show, the Meredith Vieira Show. And she highlighted in her presentation to the television critics that the beauty of this show is that she will be able to wear clogs on the air. She's not wearing those 4-inch heels like Katie Couric.
She's giving up the Manolos. She's not going to wear those.
She's
anymore.
Not doing it. Meredith is bringing her own comfy chair from home, and she's wearing clogs. And Meredith, I salute you. I salute you, Meredith Vieira.
Meredith, I think you're really describing a radio show, not a TV show.
You know what? I'm wearing my pajama jeans right now. I'll just admit it.
Wait a minute. Pajama jeans?
Yes.
What are pajama jeans?
I got these at some conference for free, like Blog Her. They're those, like, they're basically sweatpants that look like jeans, pajama jeans. Just Google them, Julie. Again, you're right. The clogs are a slippery slope. Like, yeah, the next thing you know.
Meredith, the show is not going to last long. I mean, really.
No, Meredith, I'm going to watch just because you're wearing clogs.
All right. Well, Lee, and I can tell you're excited. And I know, here's what I do know, is that the clog people, and you are, you know who you are if you're a clog person, you're going to be tuning in Meredith Vieira because she's got the clogs on. Every day, every day she's going to wear the clogs?
I hope so, Julie. I hope it's just a revolving menu of clogs.
I don't even think clogs are that safe. I think if you have weak ankles, you can wobble off of them. I mean, you've had ankle problems with your clogs, right, Leanne?
No, I've had ankle problems, but no, okay. I mean, every once in a while.
This isn't Sweden. I don't know why we have.
I like that hard wood footbed under my feet. I just enjoy that. I like it.
Okay. Well, when does this show debut? In the fall?
In the fall.
All right. Well, I am going to watch it to see this comfy chair. Can you imagine? She's bringing in, what, some stained chair? No, I'm sure she doesn't have a
stain. Have you seen Meredith Vieira's house?
No.
Because it's been featured in like modern home and whatever. I've seen it in a million home magazines. It's spectacular.
Okay.
I mean, so she's made $1 zillion over the course of her career. Remember, she hosts like 6 TV shows.
All right.
And
so
she
could get a real pair of shoes to wear.
Likes clogs, Julie. Oh. She likes them, and she's not wearing those Katie Couric heels. She's not doing it. And I applaud that.
Okay. Well, Leanne, I do actually have some, while I can't compete with clog news, okay?
Yeah.
And the fact that it was sent as a text from our sister who is hearing this firsthand, I just can't beat that. But I just have a regular story that was in the USA Today, and I wanted to get your opinion about what are you going to do? That today it was announced, they have a campaign out in your fine state of California, as you know it now, that's being organized by a Silicon Valley venture capitalist, a billionaire, Tim Draper. And he has proposed dividing California up into 6 different states.
Really?
He thinks California is just too darn big, Leanne. It's too big. You know, it's 1/8 of the U.S. economy in terms of everything going on there. And it's just too big to handle or to manage you have such diversity in your state in terms of the needs. So you have a major agricultural component. You have cities. You have, you have Silicon Valley. You know, you have a lot of things going on there. So Tim came up with this plan. It's called 6 Californias, Leanne. They're going to divide the state up into six different states. And he got together 800,000 signatures for a petition to put this on the ballot in 2016.
Really?
Yes, it's going to be on the ballot. You are going to vote to divide your state up into 6 different states, okay?
And this is such a Northern California thing.
Okay,
they have been wanting to dump us forever.
Okay.
They think they are so much better than us.
Okay. Well, there is some dividing up, Leanne. Okay. So I want everyone to imagine the state of California. So the far north part of California, they're pretty much just setting that out to sea. They're not even calling that California. That's now just going to be referred to as Jefferson State.
They've wanted to secede for a long time.
Okay,
that's the whole thing. Like, that's sort of, even parts of Southern Oregon want to become Jefferson. Yeah. Okay.
Jefferson. This is all the pot growers up in Humboldt County, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yes, Julie, it's all the pot growers.
That's pretty much what's going on up there. Okay. So just lop off the top part of the state. Okay. You have that. Then the next state is going to be called Northern California. Now, this is not what you think Northern California is. This is like Sonoma, Napa, Marin, okay, but not San Francisco.
Okay.
It's not part of the state of Northern California.
All right. So I'm looking at the map now, and this is the first I've heard of it. Now I'm looking at North California. Oh, yeah, there's your wine growers and, your Sacramento.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So that is going to be very concentrated. Yes, it's going to, all the wine is there in Northern California. Okay, third state is going to be Silicon Valley. Now, this seems like they got some pretty good property, Leanne. They get the coastline, they get Silicon Valley, They're throwing in San Francisco as part of this as well. So they have a nice little, just a little tranche down the side, the coast of California. So that will be known as the state of Silicon Valley.
Nice use of the word tranche. That is very Christian Amanpour.
Okay, Leon. All right. So then we're moving on to Central California. This is Stockton, Modesto. Okay, this is the big San Juan.
Big Ag. All the Big Ag.
Yes. Yep. So we're going to put that all together. Just that's its own thing. Then you come to your state, Leon, which is going to be the state of West California. Okay.
Okay.
So you get Los Angeles and Pasadena, your fine hometown. Okay. Santa Barbara is still in your state.
Oh.
So you can feel good about that.
Okay.
And you get Disneyland. So it's not so bad, Leon. Okay. So, you have West California. That's going to be yours. And then South California, they will get SeaWorld, Legoland, and San Diego.
They wanted Legoland. That was part of the deal. It's awesome.
That was part of the, you can imagine the politics associated with dividing up the state of California into six Californias. But what do you think about this, Leon? I mean, one politician tweeted out immediately as soon as they got enough signatures for this to go on the ballot that this is a colossal waste of time and money. That it's never going to happen. But the thought of
breaking up the state of California, just in terms of the bureaucracy and like the public university systems and the highway systems, it just seems like it would be tremendously expensive. I don't really see the advantage.
But you have a state that's barely functioning now.
Our state makes money. Jerry Brown has rescued our state. We're in good shape.
You have those like ridiculously high taxes. That's the reason why your state's been rescued. But okay, so you have all kinds of businesses that are leaving your fine state. Now, I don't want to hurt your feelings, Leon, I think you should just be open to this idea of like creating smaller, more nimble units that could be more responsive to the people of the state of California. I mean, honestly, what do the pot growers in Humboldt County, what do they have to say to the people in, let's say, Modesto, Leanne? Or, I guess they can discuss agriculture.
They're fighting over water rights. It's exactly what they're doing. Listen, Julie, it's what makes California great, is that we are this big, unwieldy state. This, to me, is just a high-powered grab for all the money in Silicon Valley by greedy people in Silicon Valley. They want their own tranche, Julie. They just want a tranche. And I'm not having it. Even though we end up in an awesome state with Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo.
Think about it.
West California really makes out. I can see that here. I don't know. We like our neighbors to the north. We have no issues with them. They have issues with us. So something fishy is going on. I don't trust billionaires from Silicon Valley. Sorry.
Okay. Now he's been behind such great things as Skype, Leon. Okay. All right. The thing that we're using right now.
Yes, okay.
The thing that connects us. Okay. This is a visionary, Leon. This is a big thinker. I mean, why should we be stuck with just 50 states? What's up with that? Okay. Now, of course, it's going to ruin the American flag. To sort of cram all these additional six stars onto our flag, I think is going to look pretty bad. But
I also have to say, I'm not that impressed with the names. First of all, who wants to live in the state of Silicon Valley? That's a stupid name.
Well,
I mean, let's all just get different names then.
Then we wouldn't know where we are. I mean, if Jefferson, what is that state?
I can't recall the history of that. Someone from Oregon can tell us the history of that. But that is like roots in 100, 200 years ago. There's something about that state of Jefferson. They told me the story last year when I was in Ashland, Oregon, but I can't remember exactly what that was. But they've wanted their own state for a while. I would rather be, instead of West California, East Hawaii. That's what I think. So... Hawaii.
Maybe there's still time for a little wheeling and dealing, Leon. Like if you could throw in like the Big Island, into the West California state, you might be okay with that. Okay, all right.
All right, Julie, I'm suspicious of this, but thank you for, I had not even heard of this, which is also a sign that they've been completely orchestrating this from Silicon Valley. So they just want to break off and do their own thing.
Liz, you know, we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already Framebridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo. Yes. You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
I can see you have a lot of issues. You north, south, east, west people. I think you should all get together, Lane. Should try to get along, even if you want to separate. You know? That's it. That's it. What is it that Gwyneth Paltrow, what is the divorce that she's got going?
It's a conscious uncoupling. Yeah,
yes, I think that's what you've got going here, Leanne. A conscious uncoupling. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody can be happy in their own little worlds. All right. There you have it.
Speaking of that, a conscious uncoupling or a conscious coupling. Okay. Did you read the story in the New York Times Magazine section about Warren G. Harding this week?
Whoa. Where did that all come from? He was this, you know, total, you know, buttoned up, you know, maybe not even a loser president. Can I go as far as to say that? You know, we certainly had some problems under his administration. Whoa, he was like, I know what he was doing, Leon, right?
The New York Times reported a 15-year trove of letters sent to his mistress during their 15-year affair. But these were love poems and then stuff that is much saltier and much bluer than even Julie would say on Satellite Sisters. And she's really pushing the boundaries of our language here on the show lately. So, but it is amazing when you see he was in love essentially with his neighbor's wife. And I think he was such a bad president because he was very, very concerned with all kinds of things, most of them having to do with pieces of his anatomy that he named Jerry and being naked with the neighbor's wife. I mean, they were hot and heavy, and he was writing about it extensively for years. And so
those were the good old days, Lena.
Yeah.
Where you could just have a torrid affair and you could write about it. You could put it down on a piece of paper and, you know, and nobody would know about it for years and years and years. Right.
And here's just a sampling. And it gets much bluer than this. But from 1910. I love you more than all the world and have no hope of reward on earth or hereafter. So precious as that in your dear arms, in your thrilling lips, in your matchless breasts, in your incomparable embrace. Warren G. But it's an interesting story that a historian uncovered these in 1964, and Francis Russell, and the Harding family sued. And they had the letters sort of locked up and they couldn't be unbound for 50 years, like in the Library of Congress. So the Freedom of Information Act be damned. They had these letters locked up. And so that's why it's just coming out, though the historian discovered them 50 years ago. And I'll put a link to the story in the New York Times because it's kind of a hoot to read. It also means like monkey business has been going on forever. We didn't invent monkey business. We don't do it better than anybody else. And, you know, presidents have always been idiots is another.
Right.
They have always been led.
We have not learned one single thing. Right. They're still writing it down. They're still sending emails, taking pictures of themselves. Yeah. Right. They're idiots. Yeah. Politicians are idiots. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this guy makes Anthony Weiner look like, you know, not so bad, frankly. But here's what I want, Julie.
So this is really for the next politician who gets caught literally with his pants down.
Yeah.
That you just got to go with the Warren G. Harding. You just have to hold him up as your role model. Okay.
Here's what I want, though, because these letters were written between like 1910 and 1920, and which is almost exactly the same period as Mr. Selfridge, is it not? Here's what I think. I want those writers for Mr. Selfridge to just take all these letters and give them to Mr. Selfridge to write to somebody. That show needs to be spiced up. And we know Rose is going down with some kind of illness. So I think he needs to Mr. Selfridge needs to strike up like a Warren G. level correspondence with somebody. Maybe the neighbor's wife, really. Just lift the whole story and put it in Mr. Selfridge for next season. That's what I am suggesting to the writers.
Brilliant idea.
Thank you.
I think you could really expand the viewership with that.
All right, Julie, in the news category, well, not really new, not really new.
It's Tuesday, Leon. We don't really have a lot of hard-hitting news. In fact, we eliminated the hard-hitting news from our talk show, from our lineup that we wanted to talk about. And we do this for you folks because it's Tuesday, okay?
All right, so something new is happening in my fitness neighborhood. Let me explain. I go to this great yoga studio. It's kind of an old school yoga studio. It's just yoga. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else there. You can't take Pilates. You can't take Zumba. There aren't any showers. It's just two beautiful studios and beautiful fresh flower and tea when you flowers and tea when you finish it, with great teachers, called Yoga House. Now, around the corner from Yoga House in the same building, remember when I explained that CrossFit studio that's there where like they're constantly doing, you know, sit-ups on the sidewalk and running up and down the hills, doing piggybacks, right?
And carrying each other around the block. Yes.
And, okay. You know, my Yoga House is painted beautiful, like cream walls and light and airy. And that looks like it's painted the color of puke. That's there's the like with like bad fluorescent lighting. That's part of the CrossFit ethos. I know that it's supposed to be like, you know, grimy and dirty and smelly, and it's all those things and more. All right. Well, in between, there was an empty space, and they've been working on it for a couple of months now. And it looked like it was going to be kind of a high style something. I didn't know what, but
like
it was
a juice bar or a hair salon.
Exactly. I wasn't sure what. And one day I asked one of the workers, "Hey, what are you putting in here?" And he said, "I don't know." And so.
He's really part of the team.
That's you know? Really made me laugh.
That's like a mission-driven project going on there that he has no idea. Or it's a double secret, Leon. You know, maybe it's a CIA cover house or something.
I don't know. Well, maybe he did know, but he didn't know how to explain it. Because last week, a sign went up on the building. And again, very modern letters. They painted the inside kind of a bright orange. It's nice color. And the sign said Shape House, an urban sweat lodge. And I thought, well, that's kind of a funny name for a, you know, that's kind of a cute, cheeky name for I thought it was like a Pilates studio or some sort of private workout studio.
We have a gym close to our house that's called Sweat, Leanne. That's the name of the gym. Sweat.
Okay.
It's kind of cute. So yeah. Sweat house. All right.
So this is an
zippy, right?
This is an urban sweat lodge. So this weekend I looked it up online. I figured,
there's your dog, Liam.
I know. There she is. And there's her mortal enemy walking by. So Julie, it's not a gym. It's a sweat lodge. This place, the whole thing is that you go in and you sweat.
It's not a steam room. No.
It's not a steam room
or a sauna. It's not a sauna.
Well,
it's like a Native American sweat lodge.
Well, it's an urban version of that, Julie. So as they describe,
no, what does that mean? No teepee or what?
No, there's no. Here's what you go in. You put on your special sweatsuit, and they issue you a sweatsuit.
Would those be your pajama jeans?
You could, but they have actually specific ones to maximize your sweating, which I'll get into. So the sweat room, you have partitioned off areas. You have an infrared blanket, a flat screen TV, and light therapy. And then you just recline in these big sweat beds, okay?
Oh, that sounds so disgusting.
Doesn't it? Okay. And
you're going to be sitting in the sweat bed that somebody else had already.
Yes. I mean, they do claim that they keep it sparkling clean and they, you know, obviously wash everything in between sweats. Okay. But your entire body, except your head, is wrapped in a metallic looking blanket that looks like a sleeping bag. And you lie there for 55 minutes and you just sweat. That is the deal. They describe it on the website as hot yoga without the yoga. Like, it's just hot.
All right. There are people that this would be attractive because there's no exercise.
There's no exercise.
I mean, you might die of like heat stroke or claustrophobia or something else, right? I mean,
well, they a staff member checks on you periodically, or you can push the call button. They will bring you water and cold towels as you need it. And at the end of the session, a staff member will help you out of the blanket. Okay. And then there's a recovery room. There's showers. They make it sound like it's like a coffee shop. They keep emphasizing like you could watch Netflix or listen to TED Talks or Wi-Fi. I was like, what? And here's the deal. It's $45 per sweat, Julie.
Well, now who's the target market for this? Is this for somebody who's like, okay, is this for jockeys that are trying to sweat off the last 2 pounds before the big race at, what is that place out there?
Santa Anita or Hollywood Park? Yeah,
whatever it is. Or is this like, is this for starlets?
It's for starlets because
they keep
They keep emphasizing the detox factor, like this will detox. And then there's a special lymphatic sweat where they hook you up to a device that, you know, activates pressure points during your sweat. And then it's all about like your lymph system. And I mean, I know sweating is good, but can you imagine like just sitting there for 55 minutes sweating in a chair?
Covered in a steel blanket? No, that sounds awful. That sounds like I think that is made for a panic attack.
Totally. I mean, there's no way I could do it. And they claim that the infrared sweat, you burn 1,200 calories, as much as running 12 miles. That's and the best.
I mean, if it worked, Leah, how often can you sweat?
I'm glad you asked, because it's recommended that you go 3 times a week.
Oh, come on.
For $45, I'm sure they do recommend 3 times a week. I mean, some people do it every day as part of a cleansing protocol. Okay.
And who's the medical director of this urban sweat lodge, Leon? Is it Gwyneth herself that's running this?
It was started by, let me look this up because I was reading an article about it, and it was started by Lifestyle Guru. And I can't recall the name.
Oh, I feel better now.
Yeah.
And as long as it's a guru.
Yes.
Guru. Approved. Okay. That's
Sophie
good.
Shishi, the lifestyle guru. Okay.
I rest my case there, Leon. I rest my case.
No. And then here's the best, Julie. I know this is, you're probably thinking this. Can I do this right on the website? Can I do this with silicone implants? Yes, you can. Don't worry.
That was my big question. Oh, phew.
Don't worry, because silicone melts at 200 degrees. And this, the Urban Sweat Lodge, only goes up to 150 degrees.
So, that seems close, though.
I know it does. It seems like they would get a little soft, doesn't it? Seems like they would get a little squishy.
You might lose a little of your perkiness, Leanne. You know?
I don't know. So
in your effort to get rid of that bloat, that Trader Joe's bloat.
I mean, this to me seems like if you're going to the Oscars, sign up for the 12 sweat package. But I don't know this. I mean,
watch this place now. I think I want you to report on the people coming out of this urban sweat lodge.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think they should be getting behind the wheel of a car after sweating for 50 minutes and, you know, detoxing. It sounds like you wouldn't be of right, you know, sound mind and body to be able to operate a motor vehicle. But, I would be very curious to see.
Urban Sweat Lodge. Yeah, you know, I mean, of course, there's one in Santa Monica now. There's one in Larchmont. Pasadena, I don't know if we can support an Urban Sweat Lodge, if the women will do that. But we'll have to see.
It's West California, Leanne. I believe that you got to stick with your state. And this is the kind of thing that can put your state on the map, okay?
Okay. All right. Urban Sweat Lodge.
It's the home of the Urban Sweat Lodge. Yeah. Okay. Oh, brother.
I know.
That is unbelievable. Now, I have some blueberry news for you, Leanne. It's not really breaking news. So some of it is pretty, but it's very critical information that I 7 things that I think you really need to know about blueberries. Okay. So before you go into the sweat lodge, number one, do you know that eating blueberries, they really believe that it reduces memory loss?
So I do know that. I've been eating a lot of blueberries over the last 3 or 4 years. I am a big believer in blueberries.
And have you noticed any difference in your memory?
No, but I'm banking on it sort of accumulating, like 20 years from now, I'm going to see the difference. That's what I'm banking on.
Right. I eat blueberries every single morning because my husband and I went to a lecture when our son was in college and where they were talking about protecting against memory loss. And we've been eating them for years. Yeah. I don't feel that my memory is any better. but maybe it would have been worse. Do you know that do you know where the number one producer of blueberries is in the world, Leanne? Not just in the United States, but in the world.
I was going to say British Columbia.
No, Maine.
Oh, okay.
The state of Maine produces more blueberries than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, okay.
All right, that's good. That's good to know. Do you know that you can use blueberries as a natural food dye? Perhaps
when I make my own cloth, yes, I often do that. And I weave cloth.
Well, it seems like it might be something that you do in
West California. You're right.
Yeah. But here's the thing that I didn't know about blueberries is that they said do not rinse them. Like, you know, when you buy them at the store or at the farmer's market, do not come home, rush and rinse them right away. They said that you should rinse them right before you're going to use them because they're very delicate and they do deteriorate and get a little smushy.
Soggy,
Yep. And do you know that the perfect blueberry should be a dusty blue? Okay. It shouldn't be a bright, shiny blue. It should actually have a little, you've seen that, a little like a dusty color. Yeah that's the perfect blueberry.
Okay. Is that all? Is that it?
No. I have more.
Okay.
Whew. More news. This may shock you, Leanne, but may not realize that many blueberries that are in processed foods, they're not blueberries at all, Leanne.
What is it?
I don't know. They're just made out of sugar cane and bad stuff and dye. Okay. Not natural food dye.
You know what? Processed foods are just processed. They are not good. They're not food either. They're not good for you, are they?
I know. Yeah. So even that little can of blueberries that comes
with
the blueberry mix, it's very suspect.
Okay.
So I think the big takeaways here are you should eat blueberries every day and you should look for that dusty color and don't rinse them off too soon. Okay. And
thank you, Julie.
You don't seem impressed with that at all.
No, I do. I guess when you pitch this as blueberry news, I don't know. I just.
Well, did you know that about the dusty color? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I think that's news.
It is news. You're right.
Okay. I mean, of course, it cannot compare with your clog news, Leanne. So. All right, Leanne, it's Tuesday and it is time for some clever products. Okay. These are some new products that are out there. And I think I just want to get your take on whether you think that these will really take off, whether this is something that you would be willing to buy. Okay. Now here's the first one. Okay. You're a guy, you're at work. You've eaten a big lunch and you're kind of drowsy after lunch. You have an inflatable pillow tie. So this is a tie.
Okay. I'm in. I don't even. I want one now. You just put your head face right down on your desk, huh?
Yes.
That's awesome. I think my son is going to enjoy that. I got to get him one for the days we have to wear a tie to school.
There you go. Inflatable pillow tie.
Oh, I'm in.
I think this is good. You know, a long trip, just you pull out your little tray in front of you and just put your head down. Okay. So that I think has some momentum, that one. Now here's one. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old. It's a shower wine glass holder. Okay. So you're in your shower and you've got this attached, it's sort of like where you attach your shampoo, but it's specifically so that you can put your wine glass in the shower with you.
Yeah. That seems like overkill.
Yeah. You don't need that. Okay. No. Okay. That's out. Now here's one that I think is good. An atomizer for your citrus. Leanne, I know how much you love citrus and how much you use citrus in your cooking. So just imagine it's a device where you would actually stick it into the lemon and it would just give you a spray.
I've seen those. I would like one of those. Yeah, yes. You just pop it in and then you spray it. I feel like maybe they did that on Shark Tank or something. I don't know where I've seen that. Yeah, that looks good.
I think that's good. Okay, here's something, again, that you can use in your state of West Virginia. California. It's a beach bag, but with a mesh bottom. So all the sand would fall out. Okay.
Good
so
idea.
I mean, why don't they make beach bags like that?
Well, they do now. That's a good idea.
Why don't they make that? Okay. Here's what I want for Christmas. I'm just saying it right now.
I'm writing it down.
It's a combo scissors tape dispenser.
Oh my gosh.
Why
that's a breakthrough.
I know. Why have they not done that, right?
How does it work?
It works so that you have there, it's like a regular pair of scissors, but on the handle, the loop part that you stick your fingers in, they just have a tape dispenser there.
Oh.
You still have, but it's all in one, but you don't have to go like hunt for the scissors, hunt for the tape, hunt for the tape.
Yeah, no, that's
scissors. It's you only have to hunt for one thing.
Yeah.
How about that?
All right, that's a good product. I would use that. I would use that.
All right, and this is the product for Sheila. It's a smart thermometer, okay? It's a thermometer, takes your temperature, and then it's somehow you link it to your iPhone, and it will, in addition to reading your temperature, but it will also provide treatment advice based on your temperature.
Okay.
That could keep her busy for hours, don't you think?
We could.
That she would get a lot of enjoyment out of that.
Yeah.
That she could take temperature and
what
all
do I do
that.
Now? What do I do now? You could, even when you don't feel bad, you could just take your temperature and get some treatment advice.
Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's, okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then posts it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled PROSE, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling and chilling
sure.
there
yes.
with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
I like that, Leon. I like that. So those are products that are out there. They're ready for you to buy. It sounds like you're going with the inflatable pillow and the atomizer. So, I pass that on. And finally, Leon, again, this is a little of tidbits today, this and that. I came across an article and it made me think of us, because I know you and I are always interested in improving our productivity, right? Aren't you always looking, searching for ways to get better habits and things like that? And I know for you as a writer, you know, creating time, you know, so that and having the mental space to write is very important. So I'm passing on some tips, Leon, to improve your productivity. Number one, do you have a 2-minute rule, which is if you can do a task in 2 minutes, say a quick email, you should do it immediately. You should do it. But if it takes longer than 2 minutes, or if it's a small task, but you'd say, oh, well, I don't really have time to do that now, so I'm going to write myself a note and do that later, you're actually wasting 5 minutes of time. So,
okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Later? Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. So I want you, so if you, you know, if you can whip off that 2-minute, 2-minute email, get it done.
Okay.
Or whatever it is. Now, this is something that I think can really help to get you focused, Leon, is that they say in order to improve productivity, you should cut down on the variety in your diet and your wardrobe. Now, think about that.
Okay.
It means you can wear clogs and those pajama jeans every day, Leon.
Well, check that box, because
I think you've already done this.
I did.
I think you've already done this, but not so much with the diet, because I know you like a wide variety in your diet. But with the wardrobe, they're just saying just so you don't have to make decisions about what you're going to wear to work during the week. Just if you're a guy, just, you know, buy work socks, buy them all in the same color and just have them in your drawer. And these are the socks that you wear to work. And don't even think about, don't waste any of your time thinking about, well, maybe I should wear blue socks today, or maybe I should wear black socks or whatever. Just go with the brown socks every single day. Okay.
I just go with the yoga pants every single day. And I found...
Okay, that's good. But you have to do the same thing with your diet. You can't be thinking about what you're going to make for dinner.
Okay.
You can't be thinking about, ooh, what would be nice? What would be a nice little treat for lunch today? Okay. You just have to, like, you know, eat the same thing every single day. This is going to improve your productivity, because you're not going to be using any mental space to do that.
All right. Well, I'm going to eat blueberries. I think I know. Okay. Dusty blueberries.
You get some of those dusty blueberries.
Dusty blue.
We're going to have a little taste test on that. Okay. Also, you can block websites. Now, I haven't done this on where in order to see if there is an app called Stay Focused.
Oh, really?
Okay. And you can just block access to websites for certain periods of time. So
that is the key of everything you've said. Like, you know, it doesn't take me that long to look in my refrigerator and figure I only have two things for lunch. So it's A or B. But websites, surfing, wasting time online, that's an actual issue. Yeah, that's a problem. I should just block Twitter. I should block it.
Yes, just block all that stuff. Anywhere that you waste time. Yeah, that's what it's Stay Focused is an app that can do that for you. And you're supposed to put everything that you have in your head down on a piece of paper. Or, you know, on a device. Okay, so just don't think that you can remember all the things that you're going to do, because you obviously haven't eaten enough blueberries to have that improved memory. But they said that is a much easier way to really to work through stuff and to actually get it done.
Huh. Okay. All right. Okay. Write everything down.
Okay.
Even if it takes longer than 2 minutes, I'm supposed to write it down.
Okay. Just write it down, Liam. Right. And don't ask, no follow-up.
No follow-up questions.
No smarty questions. Okay. But now here's one: procrastination. That's a big issue for everybody. Okay. That in order to combat procrastination, the thing is to just work on that thing you don't want to work on just for 5 minutes. Okay. Don't commit to anything more than that. But, you know, as a journey, you know, of a million miles starts with a single step. I think that's what they're getting at here, Leon, that you should just 5 minutes. But so I have a couple projects like that that are like looming that I don't want to do. But I'm going to try this 5 minute rule. Like, OK, I'll just work on it for 5 minutes, see how it works out.
You know what? I use that with writing. Like if I'm dreading a scene, procrastinating, having a problem with it, I'll start sort of three or four. It's the same concept. I start like two or three pages before the scene. I do a touch of rewriting and it's almost like I fool myself and I work right into the next scene.
So you springboard. Yeah, you springboard yourself.
Exactly. So it's that same 5 minute thing. Like, okay, I'll just work on these few pages. And then you don't want to get caught up doing too much rewriting. That becomes its own form of procrastination. But yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. Okay. That one's good. That's a good one, Jewel.
All right. Well, that's what I have for you, Leanne. I have some, I think that if we try to do this, okay, I think that we can really improve our productivity and that we should always start small, you know, that you just, we don't have to, you know, really change the world every day. Just take small incremental steps.
And you know what, Julie? I just taped an interview this morning that's going to I'll post next week with Claire Cook, you know, the women's fiction author who wrote Must Love Dogs. And she has a new book out about reinvention. And that was exactly her piece of advice at the end was just do one thing, figure out what you want to do and then do one thing about it. It's a really fun interview, but it's right along with this, Julie, right along with this in line. It's good.
Okay, Leon. Well,
one quick note. We didn't mention this earlier, but the World Cup. I think it was Angela Merkel's World Cup. I mean, how great was she at the end, the president of Germany, hugging and kissing all those soccer players?
She was a great sports fan. And that was really, really exciting to see her so excited, you know, and just again, she's hugging those very sweaty,
smelly players. I mean, the first one went to shake her hands, that Neuer, the handsome, you know, keeper. And then she just reached out and gave him a big hug. Like, come on, way to go, buddy. I loved it. No one was having more fun than her. That's for sure.
Well, I trust that everyone in your house was happy with the results.
Very happy with the results. Yes. The German Shepherd in particular, but yeah, okay.
It was, I mean, I think it was a brilliant goal. You know, and you have to, it wasn't like it was some cheap shot or a mistake.
Right.
It was just a brilliant, you know, it was a really, really good goal and it was very exciting to watch. And, you do feel that they are going to be very, very sad in Argentina.
Yes, after Liz told us
I know. About the sadness that is part of their national culture. I am sure this is something that they will think about.
They will be tangoing for another 4 years. Many tangos, many tangos.
But now I'm going to miss it. I mean, I have to say it seems a little empty this week without the opportunity to think about or talk about or watch a big soccer game. I really miss having the World Cup around.
Well, don't worry because the English Premier League starts in a couple of months, Julie. So there you go. You could just get right on the bandwagon. Just pick a team. Any of those great players you saw already playing in the EPL. So there you have it.
Okay.
All right. You're going to New York for the big shower. So we won't be talking to you this weekend. That will be fun.
Cute as a button baby shower. Yep. I'm still working on some of my decorative items for the baby shower. Okay. Buttons. You can guess that they're going to be buttons, but I think we've nailed it. I think this is going to be a super cute shower. That's all I can say. And Lauren, my daughter-in-law's mother, who is co-hosting the event, she has some very cute ideas. So I'm really looking forward to it, Leanne. I think it's going to be fun. And it's a great way to support Lauren in this nice time in her life.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, it is a special time. The end of your pregnancy with your first child. Mm-hmm. It's not so special with your second or subsequent children.
Yeah. Yeah. But the first one,
you're looking good. You're super psyched. So, well, that's great. We're doing nothing here. Just hanging out, just holding the course. And I'm doing some work and that's it. So,
Well, I want you to get in on this petition. Now that you know that there are going to be 6 Californias, I think you've got a lot of grassroots work to do in your neighborhood for your new state.
First, we need to get a better name.
This is going to be in your state. Liz will still be.
Yes, Liz and Sheila. Let's just call ourselves Santa Barbara. Like, why would we not want to be Santa Barbara? Let's just call the whole state Santa Barbara. That's what I think.
Okay, Leah. We'll talk to Liz. She's the marketing genius.
I will talk to Liz.
She can help you brand your state. And that's what you have to think about. You want to end up being the best of the 6.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're going to take Silicon Valley down. I mean, that's just a stupid name. So taking it down. All right, everybody. Have a great week. And don't forget, call your satellite sister.